Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I texted a good friend, not in terms of campaigning. This was just an analysis of mine, and I'm no political expert, but that I think President Trump just cost himself the election because of the optics of having protesters cleared in a republic that we have here. A president having protesters cleared in order for he himself to walk across the park and for a photo op with a Bible. Now, I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but what I found very interesting is that yesterday an inspector general's report said that that's not what happened at all, and that this decision was made to move the protesters back some 2 days before, and it was about erecting fencing. Jeff McCall joins us now, professor of media studies at DePaul University. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
What was your thought when you saw the results of this story yesterday?
Well, it was very interesting to see that story come out because at the time this happened, as you remember, a year ago, the establishment media was very eager to create a narrative that Trump was parading around just for his personal photo op. And the media engaged in a fallacy at that time, that if one thing follows another, that necessarily the second thing was caused by the first, which now this report that came out from the Inspector General says was not the case. Having said all that, the Trump handlers, I think, had a very tin ear to the optics that they were about to create when they had him parade across that area, that park, immediately after the demonstrators were cleared out, because the timing just looks so bad. You know, it really was a bizarre scene, a rather iconic scene. And as you hinted, it might have had an impact in the overall arc of the election, which it might well have had. But it was a very bizarre scene. And for the Trump administration at that time, I'm not sure there was a real upside to trying to make that event happen at that time for the photo op that it did. And, you know, there's an old saw in wartime that says you never fight any battle unless there's something to be gained by winning it. And I'm not sure that Trump had anything to gain necessarily at that particular time by getting his photo op in. And it did give the media a chance to connect his photo op to the clearing of those demonstrators. And as you mentioned in the run-up to our discussion here, you know, demonstrators are demonstrators. But in the United States, they have a right to do that. And we need to give them some sort of respect and clearance. And, you know, the media felt compelled to make this story about Trump and failed to acknowledge that the U.S. Park Police might have had very good reasons to clear those protesters independent of any possible Trump parading around, because expanding the security perimeter near the White House probably was a very good thing to do considering the chaos that was happening in D.C. and elsewhere at that time.
Fox News at that time, Fox News now, and I emphasize that, reported that Attorney General Bill Barr ordered law enforcement officials to extend the perimeter of Lafayette Square before President Trump ventured outside the White House on Monday to visit sites vandalized during violent protest. Administration officials tell Fox News. And again, I emphasize that's Fox News, okay?
Right.
And I'm looking at the Inspector General's report that recounts a story of Attorney General Bill Barr, and you can feel however you want about him, walking over to the operations commander before this happened and asking, are these people still going to be here when POTUS, the President of the United States, comes out? The park police officials said he hadn't known until then that the president would be entering the park that evening, and a report said he replied to the attorney general, "Are you freaking kidding me?" and then hung his head and walked away. So I don't know how the media could have gotten this so wrong, or why Fox would have attributed this to an administration official, or why an administration official would have on background told this to Fox when it made their guy look bad. Can you explain all this to me when we come back, Jason? Because this just strikes me as troublesome, because again, the optics were you had a democratically elected president running for re-election that was stifling protest in order sometimes violently stifling protest in order to create a photo op. And that's the stuff of other countries, certainly not ours. That's the stuff of dictatorships. And I don't think there was a steal as it relates to the election. But I do think that, and look, the president's hands weren't clean either. He contributed to a lot of this in terms of his battle with the media. But it makes you wonder about a lot of different things. We'll talk about it when we come back. 6:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking about an inspector general's report that contradicts everything that was reported at the time about a year ago as it relates to protesters in Lafayette Square. And at the time it was reported, I think the Washington Post broke the story, but Fox News, as conservative as you can get, although some people doubt that now, but repeated it that and quoted administration officials as saying that the president of the United States had protesters removed, sometimes violently, with the use of force, so that he could walk across Lafayette Square and pose in front of St. John's Church with a Bible. Well, he did walk across the square. It was a photo op. And at that time, I said, well, wait a minute now, texting a friend to recap, that this does not look good in a democracy for a president to do this with protesters. Well, come to find out, an inspector general report came out yesterday that said that didn't happen at all, that the protesters were pushed back to facilitate the erection of some protective fencing, and that decision was made to do that 2 days before. And we're talking to our friend, Jeff McCall, professor of media studies at DePaul University, about how the media could have gotten this wrong and what effect it could have had on the election. Because, again, for the audience, Jeff, I don't think there was a steal, but I do think there were different things that influenced the election. And let me get to these two texts, because I think while they come in back-to-back, they both say things that are applicable but at each end of the spectrum. One says, Tommy, please, Trump lied and was dishonest on a daily basis. This was a small drop in a very large bucket. Another text says, you people are liberally biased and this bounty Russia Ukraine were all media hoaxes. Just because this story was wrong doesn't mean everything else was wrong, but the president did not come into this with clean hands. He did have a problem telling the truth, but that doesn't mean that it's okay for the media to get this wrong.
The media has its responsibility independent of whatever the politicians are doing. Politicians are prone to want to exaggerate or claim things that maybe aren't 100% so. And I think a real key for this story is the timing. And the suggestion here that evening the park was clear just for Trump's photo op, we find out now was wrong, that the timing of this was that the effort to try to, or the interest in getting this park cleared, was actually dictated well before, maybe a couple days before. And as I said before, there were good reasons to try to expand the security perimeter around the White House. And, you know, it's interesting, too, you talked about the Fox News report cites an unnamed administrative official. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think this, again, raises the question of how often should we be using anonymous sources. And the Trump White House leaked like a sieve. The Trump White House leaked a lot. There were a lot of people hanging around the White House who were not necessarily Trump backers. And I think Fox News should have actually named the source and tried to question whatever their motivation was for trying to connect these two things. And, you know, the greater point you're raising is what was the effect on the campaign? You know, it's hard to tell, but I would say this. I think for Trump supporters, people will remember that moment as a sign of his strength, that he was going to deal with those protesters and take a parade and get a photo op. But I think for many others, this became an iconic signal that Trump was narcissistic and that he was willing to abuse demonstrators for his own publicity purposes. And I think the worst thing about this whole event when it happened was that it distracted the focus from the violence of protests, not only in Washington, but across the country. And it put the focus instead on Trump's political machinery. And, you know, in the broader scale, that's a win for the Biden campaign at that time that happened, because the Biden campaign was operating out of a basement, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And so Biden really didn't have to do anything except wait for Trump to make a political misstep. And in this case, I think it was.
Again, I'm an amateur. You know, in Louisiana, we love two things, football and politics, Jeff. And I firmly believe that for a lot of people who are on the fence, the specter of a president of the United States acting like a dictator and physically clearing out demonstrators for a photo op, I don't think that helped him any in terms of reelection. And now to find out that that's not what happened at all is very troubling to me. And I don't know, Jeff, real quick, we have 30 seconds left. Where do we get our news? What do we believe? How do we know?
You know, this puts such a burden on every news consumer to get out there and really try to sort things out from multiple sources as best they can. And one of the sad things is we can't gather our own news. At some point, we have to rely on media outlets to help us out. And all I can say is you got to use your own judgment, you got to use your own gumption, and you've got to do your own news agenda setting and get news from multiple places. And the breakdown in trust in the media is a real problem for our democracy. And citizens themselves are going to have to try to sort it out, because we're not going to be able to rely on establishment media to fix this for us.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time. Time now for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.